Ahoy everyone, today is September 13th, 2018, I think it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, I don't really know. It's just before 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm in the Sahara Desert with my family, my wife Claudia. And my two children, Dora and David. We arrived at our camp between the sand dunes yesterday evening after an hour and a half of riding four camels. One of the Berbers was leading the camels and through the dunes from the town of Merzouga. And we arrived at our camp. It's a small camp made out of about 10 tents, if you are to include the tents that the Berbers live, the tent that's used as a restaurant, and the tent that is used as a facility like toilet and showers. Yeah, that's a little bit strange to have a shower in the desert, but this camp seems to be on the upper end. But that's not important. What's important is that we are waiting here on top of the dunes for the sunrise. We are looking eastwards towards Algeria over the desert. Around us there are sand dunes, but far in the distance we can see the mountains. And you can see a 4x4 driving along it's not a road, whatever, a path. There are other camps around ours. This is not the only camp. Sky is nice and clear with a few clouds in the distance, which I expect is going to make for a glorious sunrise. Despite being in the desert, you can see a few plants around us, bushes and little trees. We are not that deep into the desert that everything is just rock and sand. There is still life around here. You'll still see a few birds, definitely insects. Last night we had our dinner in the tent. It was a traditional dinner made out of a salad, a Berber salad they call it, and a tagine. And we end up with an absolutely lovely honey melon. The best I had in a really long time. And then after listening to some music, like one of the Berbers was playing the drums, and he invited me to play the drums a little bit as well. So after that we returned to our tent. We had a tent just to ourselves, and we went to bed, early, around 10 o'clock. We were quite exhausted after yesterday's drive. Now, I know that last time I was supposed to tell you how Fez was, and I will come back to that probably later today. But right now, I just want to catch up. Yesterday, on our drive from towards Merzouga, we stopped in a little town called Rassini, and we had one of the local speciality, which is a bread filled with a mixed of minced meat and vegetables. It's called medfuna. It's traditional. We actually managed to find the bakery who makes this bread. There is not just one, there are about three bakeries beside each other. We just picked one of the bakery, and we order one. You have to wait half an hour to 40 minutes for it to be made. It's made only to order. Even the locals come in and they order their medfuna. And we paid only 60 dirhams, which is the equivalent of 6 euro. And it was just enough for the four of us. Probably, a bigger one will really fill us up, but that one, it was just the right size for the four of us to have a nice lunch. It was really, really tasty, full of flavor, cumin, special, very, very tasty. We ate up that in the car, basically. We didn't even sat down. There was no restaurant. It was just a bakery. We bought it and we ate it in the car. And while we were waiting for the medfuna to be baked, we went into the local market and we found this spice stall. That was really, really nice. And after listening to the man and smelling the spices, we end up spending 15 euro on spices, which is a little bit crazy. It's a little bit over the top. But it was, you know, sometimes you just give in because the experience is so nice and you don't want to support it by not being part of the full show. I'm looking westwards right now. The sky is blue. It's starting to pick up color. The sand dunes are reddish, yellowish. It's a lovely contrast, just the sky with a few clouds and the dunes. Claudia is waving at me. She's on the top of the next dune. David is walking on the bottom of another dune. Dora is on her phone checking something. I don't know if she has signal here, but probably she just took. Now the sun is starting to creep through the clouds. You get the colors, nice bright yellows. Beautiful. Okay, so after we had our lunch in Rassini with that special bread, they call it pizza for the tourists, just to make it easy for the tourists to know what they order or what they want. We came to Merzuga, which is the city or the town, the village. Let's call it a town at the edge of the Sahara Desert. Beside these beautiful dunes, and this is the place where most of the treks by camel into the dunes will start. So you will be approached by the locals trying to sell you the experience, the trip into the desert. And after, you know, talking to two or three people, we came along this man. He came with a 4x4 beside us, dressed in his traditional Berber outfit with a turban on his head, nice bright blues, really, really good colors, tanned, skinned. I found out later that he's not that old, he's in late 20s, early 30s, from what I gather. Anyway, so after talking to him, he managed to convince us to come to his camp. And we are not sorry. We overpaid a little bit from what I believe. We spent for the night in the camp for the four of us with the dinner and the breakfast and accommodation and the camel trek. That came to, what was that, 170 euro. If we were to really bargain, probably we would have been able to get something similar for maybe 120 euro. But seriously, I'm not sorry for spending a little bit extra and getting the level of comfort that we got. I know that I'm a purist, and usually I would say, oh, no, if you want to go and sleep in the desert, you know, sleep like a Berber and don't have a proper toilet and all of that. But I'm a little bit soft. And I don't mind having these comforts, and I still feel like I'm not spoiling my experience. Later today, he will take us on a 4x4 on a tour to see the nomad tribe, a mine, and some other few things before he drives us back to the place where we left our car to do this trek. I'm going to step backwards and trace the story to the day before yesterday. So if today is 13, yesterday was 12, I'm talking about the 11th. I think it was a Monday. I think, I'm not sure, I lost track of the days. That was the day that we made our way from Fes to a town halfway between Fes and Sahara, a town called Midelt. It's like as you come out of the Atlas Mountains, probably is one of the biggest towns after you come out of the Atlas Mountains on your way to Sahara. And we chose that place because we didn't want to rush through and have a full day of driving. We said, okay, we'll just have like 4 hours of driving, then we stop, relax, experience what's around us, and then we move on. And that's what we did. And we stayed in a lovely villa, still with, Moroccan character, but obviously more Western world kind of amenities, and even everything was made to look as close as possible to a four-star European hotel. We didn't have dinner in the hotel, in the guest house. We just bought something from the market and ate in our room. But what I really want to talk about is the experience we had at lunchtime before we reached this villa, before we reached this town in the middle called Midelt. So at some point we kind of lost our tracks, and we went onto a side road. And after about an hour of driving, we found ourselves in this little village. Nothing touristy about it, just locals going by along with their own lives. And there was the local market. We found out later that they have 2 days a week for the local market. I think it was a Monday now if I think about it. Yeah, I think it was Monday, yeah. They have only 2 days for the local market. And it was produce. And we bought some dates and some plums, and those plums were absolutely delicious. The last time I ate plums that nice was when I was a child back in my grandmother's house. Really, really tasty, full of flavor, slightly crunchy. Amazing. Anyway, as we are going out of the market, I saw this little restaurant, and beside the door of the restaurant was this stove that was cooking tagines, obviously for the customer that the restaurant was expecting for lunch. I need to stop recording now because the sun is just coming up and I want to enjoy this. I'll come back later. Ahoy everyone. Today is September 13th, 2018. I think it's a Wednesday or a Thursday. I don't really know. It's just before 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in the Sahara Desert with my family, my wife Claudia, and my two children, Dora and David. We arrived at our camp between the sand dunes yesterday evening, after an hour and a half of riding 4 camels. One of the Berbers was leading the camels and through the dunes from the town of Merzouga, and we arrived at our camp. It's a small camp made out of about 10 tents, if you are to include the tents that the Berbers leave, the tent that's used as a restaurant, and the tent that is used as a facility like toilet and showers. Yeah, that's a little bit strange to have a shower in the desert, but this camp seems to be on the upper end. But that's not important. What's important is that we are waiting here on top of the dunes for the sunrise. we are looking eastwards towards Algeria over the desert. Around us there are sand dunes, but far in the distance you can see the mountains, and you can see a 4x4 driving along it's not a road, whatever, a path. There are other camps around us. This is not the only camp. Sky is nice and clear with a few clouds in the distance, which I expect is going to make for a glorious sunrise. Despite being in the desert, you can see a few plants around us, bushes and little trees. We are not that deep into the desert that everything is just rock and sand. There is still life around here. You'll still see a few birds, definitely insects. Last night we had our dinner in the tent. It was a traditional dinner made out of a salad, a Berber salad they call it, and a tagine. And we end up with an absolutely lovely honey melon, the best I had in a really long time. And then after listening to some music, like one of the Berbers was playing the drums, and he invited me to play the drums a little bit as well. So after that, we returned to our tent. We had a tent just for to ourselves, and we went to bed, you know, early, around 10 o'clock. We were quite exhausted after yesterday's drive. Now, I know that last time I was supposed to tell you how Fez was, and I will come back to that probably later today. But right now I just want to catch up. Yesterday on our drive from towards Merzuga, we stopped in a little town called Rassini, and we had one of the local speciality, which is a bread filled with a mixed of minced meat and vegetables. It's called medfuna. It's traditional. We actually managed to find a bakery who makes this bread. There is not just one. There were about three bakeries beside each other. We just picked one of the bakery, and order one. You have to wait half an hour to 40 minutes for it to be made. It's made only to order. Even the locals come in and they order their medfuna. And we paid only 60 dirhams, which is the equivalent of 6 euro, and it was just enough for the four of us. Probably, you know, a bigger one will really fill us up, but that one, it was just the right size for the four of us to have a nice lunch. It was really, really tasty, full of flavor, cumin, special, very, very tasty. We ate that in the car, basically. We didn't even sat down. There was no restaurant. It was just a bakery. We bought it and we ate it in the car. And while we were waiting for the medfuna to be baked, we went into the local market and we found this spice stall that was really, really nice. And after listening to the man and smelling the spices, we end up spending 15 euro on spices, which is a little bit crazy. It's a little bit over the top. But it was, you know, sometimes you just give in because the experience is so nice and you don't want to spoil it by not being part of the full show. I'm looking westwards right now. The sky is blue. It's starting to pick up color. The sand dunes are reddish, yellowish. It's a lovely contrast, just the sky with a few clouds and the dunes. Claudia is waving at me. She's on the top of the next dune. David is walking on the bottom of another dune. Dora is on her phone checking something. I don't know if she has signal here, but probably she just took. Now the sun is starting to creep through the clouds. You get the colors. Nice bright yellows. Beautiful. Okay, so after we had our lunch in Rastini with that special bread, they call it pizza for the tourists, just to make it easy for the tourists to know what they order or what they want. We came to Merzuga, which is the city or the town, the village, let's call it a town, at the edge of the Sahara Desert. Beside these beautiful dunes, and this is the place where most of the treks by camel into the dunes will start. So you will be approached by the locals trying to sell you the experience, the trip into the desert. And after, you know, talking to two or three people, we came along this man. He came with a 4x4 beside us, dressed in his traditional Berber outfit with a turban on his head, nice bright blues, really, really good colors, tanned, skinned. I found out later that he's not that old, maybe he's in late 20s, early 30s, from what I gather. Anyway, so after talking to him, he managed to convince us to come to his camp. And we are not sorry. We overpaid a little bit from what I believe. We spent for the night in the camp for the four of us with the dinner and the breakfast and accommodation and the camel trek. That came to, what was that, 170 euro. If we were to really bargain, probably we would have been able to get something similar for maybe 120 euro. But seriously, I'm not sorry for spending a little bit extra and getting the level of comfort that we got. I know that I'm a purist, and usually I would say, oh, no, if you want to go and sleep in the desert, you know, sleep like a Berber and don't have a proper toilet and all of that. But I'm a little bit soft. And I don't mind having these comforts, and I still feel like I'm not spoiling my experience. Later today, he will take us on a 4x4 on a tour to see the nomad tribe, a mine, and some other few things before he drives us back to the place where we left our car to do this this trek. I'm gonna step backwards and trace the story to the day before yesterday. So if today is 13, yesterday was 12, I'm talking about the 11th. I think it was a Monday. I'm not sure. I lost track of the days. That was the day that we made our way from Fez to a town halfway between Fez and Sahara, a town called Midelt. It's like, as you come out of the Atlas Mountains, probably it's one of the biggest towns after you come out of the Atlas Mountains on your way to Sahara. And we chose that place because we didn't want to rush through and have a full day of driving. We said, okay, we'll just have like 4 hours of driving, then we stop or relax, experience what's around us, and then we move on. And that's what we did. And we stayed in a lovely villa, still with, you know, Moroccan character, but obviously more Western world kind of amenities, and even like, everything was made to look as close as possible to a four-star European hotel. We didn't have dinner in the hotel, in the guest house. We just bought something from the market and ate in our room. But what I really want to talk about is the experience we had at lunchtime before we reached this villa, before we reached this town in the middle called Midelt. So at some point we kind of lost our tracks and we went onto a side road. And after about an hour of driving, we found ourselves in this little village. Nothing touristy about it, just locals going by along with their own lives. And there was the local market. We found out later that they have 2 days a week for the local market. I think it was a Monday now if I think about it yet. I think it was Monday, yeah. They have only 2 days for the local market. And it was produce. And we bought some dates and some plums, and those plums were absolutely delicious. The last time I ate plums that nice was when I was a child back in my grandmother's house. Really, really tasty, full of flavor, slightly crunchy. Amazing. Anyway, as we are going out of the market, I saw this little restaurant, and inside the door of the restaurant was this stove that was cooking tagines, obviously for the customer that the restaurant was expecting for lunch. I need to stop recording now because the sun is just coming up and I want to enjoy this. I'll come back later.